How are you tonight? This is the night to... What night is it? It's not the night to make things howl, because it's a real slow night. This is a night that I guess we'll just have to make up something as I go along here, because it's a very slow thing tonight, and it's about 9:30. I've just come back from the movies and I saw a terrible picture about Billy the Kid, terribly made up, I think, but probably as good as we are used to down here. There was some kind of a squeak in this tape, so I had to fool around there and get it back together, maybe get it working. It was had an awful squeal in it, and I think it was my tape or my cleaner, the cotton thing that's on them. Well, I turned it around and got it running on straight metal, and it runs very good now. Well, let's see. Boy, I've got something in my throat. You know, ever since old Doc Gordon told me about that, them things in my top of my lungs, in my chest, I've really got some itching up there, and for the last two nights I hadn't been able to sleep too much. It's been kicking me around, and tonight one of the Iranian members of the doctor's team brought me some cough medicine. It's something like that strong purple stuff we used to get. But it's purple stuff, but it isn't very strong. I don't know how much, what they've got in it, but I don't think it does me much good. Anyway, I took a slug of it before I went over to the movies, and I've got a headache ever since. I think it's more of something to give alcoholics, trying to get them off of their booze, because it sure makes you feel bad. Well, that chest business is going to worry me now for a long time until I lose this. I missed out last night in writing because, well, I went over and was coming home and I saw a guy on a tennis court, so I went on there and played a little tennis. And I come home and I'm not sharp as I thought I was, I guess. I think I weigh too much. And I come home and took a shower and I was pretty tired. So I laid down to take a little rest and I woke up way late in the night. So I thought, well, I'll get a letter today, and but I didn't. And so I just thought, well, I'll write, see how Florence is doing anyway, because I know everything's going fine. And here it is, the 24th, tomorrow's the 25th, and I've been home 10 days. So I got another 30 days or 40 days before I see you again. But that'll go pretty fast, I'm afraid. We've been getting quite a bit of rain here. Same as was the last letter you got. And I expect you're still getting some over your way. But the rain's, I don't know, it's real cool here, boy. Well, it's cool there too, but it's cool and nice here. I hope I don't get some of this kind of fever that gets in your chest and makes it hard to go on, because this thing is sure tickling me tonight and I'm having a hard time talking. I'm getting better acquainted with my job, and I find out that there's lots of problems all over the world. There's problems. Mine, I don't know what the heck's got into me, but I just don't feel too enthused about things like I used to. In fact, I don't press it too hard, and I don't know. I guess it'll come out all right. They don't care too much about us down here in these places, and we can't holler too loud. And if you don't have a good PSA who's always scrambling and fighting and fooling around, it's kind of tough. Well, this PSA has been gone on home leave since I've been here, and he's coming in tomorrow night. Or coming in tomorrow sometime. So I expect I'll get to see him. They say he's a real nice fellow, hard worker, tries real hard, and I guess he's retired from the Army as a lieutenant colonel or something like that. But we'll get acquainted with him, I know. And I've got a lot of things. This guy that I relieved, I'm beginning to think it wasn't too honest. I don't know. A lot of things pointing to something that, well, a bill. He got a bill today for $44, and he was a mess treasury or something, and I showed it to a guy, and he says, well, he told me he paid that, and we've been carrying that. It's paid for a long time. And he said, see, I told you, I never saw but two guys like this fellow, and he's a colored man is telling me this. So I don't know, maybe this guy that I relieved wasn't too honest in some ways, but I can't say that he wasn't because I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to be honest, and I'll be honest with you and tell you how much I miss you tonight. I really would like to have you close to me. For some reason or other, I feel like, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. So there you go, a motherless child. That's what I feel like. And I hope that this motherless child feeling gets away from me. Well, last night I did, too, before I went, where was it? Night four last, I guess. I wrote a letter to Tom and Elvira. And who else did I write to? Somebody. I've got, I told you about getting a letter from Uncle Bob. Well, he just told me the house was falling down. He said, there ain't much you can do with it. You better just keep renting it. That's the duplex. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know whether to spend more money on it or not, but I guess I'll have to spend more money on it because it's going to have to be fixed up some way. Everybody wants to buy the house, but they don't want to buy it like it is. Maybe I'll send Uncle Bob $500 and tell him to get started on it. I don't know what you do, but dig some trenches under there and go in and sink some cement down deep and then put some pilings on top of it. Some